today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Friday, that is 14th of the month of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of May 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now, at this time, we'll listen to chapter Al-Hashr, verse 18 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun.
O you who have believed, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Fear of Allah leads men to reflect upon his fate on the day of resurrection and purify his deeds. As mentioned before, reiteration of fear of Allah lays further emphasis, since the springhead of all righteous deeds is fear of Allah, or taqwa. The Arabic word qad originally denotes tomorrow, but it connotes the day of resurrection. Since taking into account the life of the world, we notice that the day of resurrection will arrive soon.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are speaking about characteristics of Islamic daily life on this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. As far as Abrahamic religions are concerned, it's of paramount importance to act as a kind and emphatic citizen. Islam in particular shows devotion towards being thoughtful in prayer and in action. Practicing this in everyday life is something that all religious believers endeavor to do, and this can sometimes be a work in progress. Devoting yourself to the teachings of the Quran can be achieved by talking to spiritual leaders, joining your local mosque, and importantly, involving yourself in community. Going to the mosque and reading the Quran should only serve to add to and improve your moral code. We can't all be perfect, But by applying an ideal set of morals to everyday life, we can learn to improve as people and practice Islam with a gentle and loyal devotion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. The challenge of modernity and religion is not a challenge that only Islam faces. Rather, all religions are facing it. But the experience of the Islamic Republic of Iran has been that we have presented a modern government based on religious concepts in 40 years. So we are not saying that there is no flaws, as we refer to, and there is no mistakes and problems in it. No one dares to claim such a thing during the because even during the ruling of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the agents of that holy Imam also violated some of the rights. Maybe it was some of the people's rights and some of the public rights were violated. So, and they were apparently against the Sharia. So it means that the Imam himself was infallible, but the agents of Imam were not infallible as Imam. And the body of his government were not infallible. Here in the Islamic Republic, we depicted and interpreted the source of power based on religious concepts. In the political philosophy of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have explained the role of the people based on the interpretation of the position of the people provided by religion. In actuality, we are seeing the functionality of the religion in modern life. So it goes without saying that this religion, even from this aspect and this dimension of it, it is quite functional, and we can witness and confess its functionality in the best way possible. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at prayer in daily life. Praying in daily life is one of the routines of successful Muslim. Salah is offered 5 times daily at the appointed times. The Holy Prophet advised his followers that offering the required prayers at their proper time is specially pleasing to Allah. He further instructed that the recitation of the Holy Quran after Fajr prayer every morning is also pleasing to him, even if only a few verses are read. Salah is the central and principal form of Islamic worship and must be observed with all its rituals and etiquettes, including a ritual ablution or wudu, before performing Salah. However, Islamic worship is not limited to Salah alone. For the need to communicate with one's Creator arises constantly during the day. This need is fulfilled by reciting prayers and remembrance of Allah or dhikr at any time. Therefore, as a Muslim, your day begins and ends with worship of Allah and glorify Him as the only master of everything in the heavens, the earth, and the whole universe.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa allamul ghuyub fi shuruq wa fil ghurub nuruhu yahdi al-asa Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa allamul ghuyub fi shuruq wa fil ghurub nuruhu yahdi al-asa
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
I have an special tradition from Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, about finding Muslim friends and avoid serving ties. He said, on the day of resurrection, Allah Almighty will proclaim, where are those who have mutual love for my glory's sake? Today I shall shelter them in my shade, where there is no shade but mine. Saying Assalamu alaikum, that means peace be upon you, to people you see on campus or at the grocery store is a real blessing in Islam. It immediately lets people know you are Muslim and try usually will be happy to return the greeting and hopefully share a few words with you. Doors of friendship will be opened and you will meet lots of people. Try and spend some time with Muslims when you can. It's beneficial to remind yourself that you are not the only Muslim on the planet, and you share your religion with almost 2 billion people around the globe.
Look at the examples of our Imams, all the way from Amir al-Mu'mineen to Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin, all the way to Imam Rizal alayhi salam and the Imams who came after him. You will see that in all different situations, they maintain sabr. And this is what we have to realize, that patience is power and strength, whereas to be impatient is weakness. Lack of patience and sabr is actually a sign of weakness and zu'f, not the other way around. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this hadith based on wisdom from Imam Raza alayhi salam, and to acquire these three qualities, one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another from Nabi, and the third one from the Wali, so that our iman can be complete and our iman can be perfect. Alhamdulillah, you know, we have this tradition and custom in our community. And it's a very good thing, worthwhile, you know, tradition, that whenever we would like to do our good things, you know, happy events, we try to link it with the happy occasions from the life of our A'immah Ahlul Bayt. Imam Raza alayhi salam talks about three qualities. The first one that we have to acquire from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kitmanu sirr, to conceal the secrets. This is important when we talk about social relationships. But if you look at it from the perspective of the husband-wife relationship in marriage, this becomes even more important. That they basically have to conceal the weaknesses of one another. Nobody knows one another except in the context of that marriage relationship. They know the character of, because they live together. And that is where, because they come to know one another in a complete manner, in all different settings, they will know the good as the bad. And that is where the issue of kitman as-sir comes in. Don't go and expose the weakness of your spouse to others, even if they happen to be your parents.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.